Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Intersection. My name is Susan Zrahi, and I am one of your co-hosts this evening. Let me bring my iconic co-host, Mr. Shady Prada. Hey, Shady.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. What's good?
Mm-hmm. What's going on, Kaden?
I'm sitting here. I had a good fulfilling nap and shit because I'm very tired. And I'm actually online looking for somewhere for my black ass to go lay out because I'm tired.
Okay. Well, if you hear any snickering in the background, that is our other co-host, Miss Snickers herself, the lovely Jahaira De Alto Balenciaga. Hey,
yay!
Susan, what's up?
Always got her little.
How are you,
Tickled
Jahaira?
Easily.
I'm good. How's it going?
It's going. Today was an even keel day. Fire to the dentist so he can be ready for his close up tomorrow. You know, school pictures. You know. Back in the day, our parents, they kind of sort of cared, but they ain't really, like, really care about, you go, I'm not buying them any damn way, so go ahead and take the picture. But, Josiah, you take it very seriously around here. So he went and got his teeth cleaned today. His mom went and got him a little giddy up. He's ready to go. Got his hair cut, but I'm not happy about his haircut, Shady. I have a barber, and his mom has a barber. My barber she's a better barber. His barber, nah. Mm-mm. And today she really saw it.
So you have to take her.
I was trying to respect her wishes, and I took him to her barber, which is like 10 steps out my door, but like 25 steps is my barber, because I do everything right around where I live at, and it just so happens that the person that really takes her time and gets into his hair and respects his wishes, she was off today. But I was willing to take him. She said she'd come in at 9 o'clock. She's just not going to be taken until 11. I was going to take him there in the morning because I asked her to take him yesterday, but she didn't want to. But anyway, he's particular about his hair. You know, he's growing up, Shady, and he wants his hair to look a certain way. He got it, you know, and it's not looking like that right now.
He's pissed. I know the feeling sometimes. Because I wish I could shout out the Aunt Banks, the female barber, because I don't really let too many females cut my hair, but this lady is the truth, and she's in Atlanta, and I wish I could fly down there monthly and get a haircut and come home. I just really do. I just want to put it in my bag sometimes. She cuts the shit out of my hair.
You said your other barber's in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I live in Jersey, but it's a trek to go to the one in Brooklyn, and he's a Gemini like me, so he has 50 jobs. He's a DJ, he's a party promoter, he works, he's a master barber, so you got to get it in when you get in, and he's busy. I've gotten haircuts as late as 11 o'clock, and I have one down the street that, you know, he just don't care, but he cleans me up, but I'll just be mad when he leaves. So I just ordered clippers, another clipper. I got a straight razor. I got a whole barber kit in here. Everything is up a cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my master barber is out of town. That's who would really give him the life that he really wants. That's who he likes. And I'm just going to have to, you know, do it that way. From now on, just let him come. He comes to the house and cuts his hair. And it's really detailed and precise.
Yeah, that's what's next for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever my house is going to be, I'm going to have a barber chair in the house. I can't. I'm just starting out to like people. I just want the gym in the house, the barber. I'm just in the house.
Well, you know, I already do that, so.
Yeah.
Everything's here. But I'm definitely waiting for him for my hair. I'm on the way. I couldn't wait for Josiah because I couldn't send him. He's looking like, I don't know what. So I had to get him some kind of haircut.
He'll
be all right.
He'll make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He does have a nice line.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What's going on with school, Jahira?
It's good. It's really good. Today was actually the honors convocation at my school. Mm. And so it's an award ceremony given out to students who have earned a cumulative GPA of 3.75 or higher. So
damn.
I got this medallion and I got my little certificate that I'm going to have framed and mailed to my mother. And it was just really nice. Like, it was nicer than I was expecting it to be. Like, the whole faculty gave us a standing ovation, and, yeah, it was a whole thing.
So you got your Jesus piece today.
I did. I did. Good stuff. Yeah,
3.75 and higher, that's no joke. I was a 3.3. I ain't going to front. I really wanted to be a 3.5, but it just didn't work out. I don't think I ever was 3.7. The most I ever had was 3.5 point whatever, but nah, not 3.7. Not in any grade.
Oh God.
Yep. I mean, but I still was, you know, on the dean's list, but I just didn't.
Yeah, you made it.
No. Yeah, 3.7 was just like I couldn't squeak up there. My voice, I'm an alto. I couldn't get that high. So what's going on in the world today?
You're probably still a fucked up individual, but anyway.
What happened?
I said that president is still a fucked up individual, but anyway.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Yeah,
I got a question. Why aren't they dragging Harvey like they dragged Uncle Bill Cosby?
Oh, Weinstein? Oh, they dragging him.
Yeah, why
aren't
they dragging
him?
They're
dragging him. They're dragging him. And the thing is, they're dragging him through his pockets. Bill Cosby's pockets is the swimming pool at the rec center. Weinstein's pockets is the lake, is goddamn ocean. And they dragging the man's pocket. And his brother thought he was going to get away with it by coming out saying something against his brother. But nah, he's like, you nasty too. So the messed up part is Disney just bought one of their companies, I think last year or something. And Disney is part of Universal, which owns NBC. So it's going to be some unraveling to be done. He definitely, and the thing is, Bill Cosby got out of a lot of his shit, and they even put the Cosby Show back on TV. Weinstein ain't coming up out of this. He's done. And see, Trump should have been done too.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
You just got home. Let the man breathe. Okay.
Let him breathe.
We got time.
He needs a moment.
I saw that.
Isn't it today Spirit Day? I just feel like I'm being bullied on Spirit Day.
You think? How you being bullied?
Wait, is today Spirit Day?
It is.
Yeah, today is Spirit Day.
I don't pay attention to my post. I put my little post up. Oh. You know what, Andre Mizrahi, I'm going to have to smack you. Because I told him to stop posting videos.
Not on Spirit Day.
Andre ain't transgender.
Shit.
He's an asshole.
Sorry.
But anyway, I told him to stop the videos in my inbox, so he just posts another one, and then he put in here, sorry, forgot.
He's a badass. Badass does that shit, too.
I don't like it. Because it's usually something stupid that he thinks is hilarious. But just post on your page. I'll look at it on your page. How about that? I don't need my own individual post. But I was about to say that I noticed today that our favorite philanthropist, Shaq, is going hard in the paint for the toy drive. And we definitely, like I said, we gotta have her on here. But I was just noticing, December 16th, 2017, at the Taj Restaurant and Lounge, 48 West 21st Street, between 5th and 6th.
Yes.
At 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., 21 and older, gonna have the toy drive, getting it in for the kids, getting in some way, getting it in for the kitties. Definitely. So we'll be
and
announcing
again,
that over and over again.
And for those people who are out of state and unable to attend, you can always visit the Amazon Smile website, which is smile.amazon.com, and select the Sunway Foundation as your charitable organization of choice. And a percentage of all the purchases you make on Amazon will be donated to the Sunway Foundation.
That's awesome. I have my neighbors, my little neighbors out in the hall. Actually, it's not even, I guess they are my neighbors, but I live in a complex, and the kids from the complex next door to me, they like to come in my hallway and play. I don't know what, but they don't have a hallway, so I'm about to go crazy in a minute and tell them to shut the hell up.
I want to listen.
Okay.
I had to mute the phone
for
a second. Get out of my yard! Look, Jahira's right after I talk about giving kids the toys. Get the hell out of my yard, you little bitches.
Get off of my lawn.
Get off my lawn. But they're not being too loud this time because they know I will open my door and tell them to get out. You don't live here, so go home.
Damn.
Sometimes when they want JoJo to come outside, they'll be right out my door and get real loud. And I open the door and come, can JoJo come outside? I'm like, if just knock on the door and ask. Don't be just screaming outside my door. They try to get him excited so he'll come outside.
Oh, God.
Yes, I know. It's the life I live. All about the parents.
Big bully. I mean, Susan.
Whatever. You said what?
Okay. I said, Miss Susan, could you look for that number?
You know what, Shady? I don't
what?
Have, the number is here, but I just wanted to tell you. See, everybody, they think that, because she keeps calling me a bully. I'm not the bully. See, Shady is called Shady for a reason.
We interviewed with Terrence today.
I said you can't stand me sometimes, Shady. I said you can't stand me sometimes, Shady. Come on, I can't stand you, period. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You don't want me to put you on blast.
We're not going to take away from this young man's shy.
We can do it now.
You got shit to
do.
Let's get him on here.
Now. Shoot. Anyway, you know what? I was all up on Terrence's Instagram today. I mean, I like went through because I was looking for the dashiki, that's the color and the pattern that I like. Ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
I found it.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
But please. Okay. Yeah, I did. I mean, I don't know. It's just calling out to me. And I definitely got to get it. So I need some information.
Yeah, I will send you the link after the show.
Okay. No, for real, Shady. I'm that serious. I have an event that I need to wear it to. All right. So. Please welcome to the show. Go ahead, Shady.
This young man that's coming on, I've known him about probably about 8, 9, 10 younger than that year. We met Crazy. He's a young man. He does everybody. Who's somebody here?
Oh, wait.
His number's here.
He's here.
Oh, okay. This young man has done everybody. He's won Warner Brothers Hair Show back to back. They wouldn't let him go a third time, but he'll tell you that. Please come to the show. Celebrity Hairstylist, King of Hair, Mr. Terrence Davidson.
Y'all can
hear
me?
Terrence. Yeah, we can hear you. You've been here for a while.
I saw
your number come up.
Oh, see, KJ, the echo like they don't see my number on this mug.
I saw you pop up.
I call at 7:10 on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had to finish reading your friend, though.
Go ahead. I like to hear all of that.
Oh, no. Be shady. He always complains. Let me ask you, before we get started, do you text as much as Shady complains about? He says you text all the time.
Well, what I'm supposed to do?
That's what I want to know.
I'm just trying to figure out. So
he texts the whole time.
But
I
why
you know
not?
He complains
it's working.
About texting all the time.
But
exactly.
It's really work.
Networking.
It's like work. And people don't understand, like, when I'm on my phone is my job. So I literally will have to jump on Instagram, jump on my other social media, jump on my text messages. But I'm handling, like, four different things, from handling a tour that I got coming up in January, plus a tour I got to do this coming up in November, plus my cabin retreat. Like, I'm always doing something. That's the only way. I can't sit still. So that's probably why I'm always texting.
Well,
I think I'll go crazy.
You know that. Shady, is that your phone messing up?
Yeah.
No, that's him probably texting.
I'm not texting. I already said I wasn't going to
do it.
No,
that wasn't a text sound. That was something. Yeah, that was something else. So I'm looking on your Instagram. Sadie's going to interview, but I was on your Instagram today.
No, I'm not.
And I think this the lady's name is on Instagram. I am Jones or something like that. But I'll screenshot it and send it to Shady. That pattern is definitely what I've been looking for. I really fell in love. So,
well, which one?
Are all your dashiki? The lady's name is, I think, I am. It's part of the post is saying, "Work hard until you don't need an introduction or something like that." But I'll screenshot it and send it to Shady and see. Is it something that you can acquire, or just that type of pattern, like the dark, the black with kind of muted tones on it, not like the yellows and the bright greens. Yeah, but it's awesome. All your work. I mean, I don't know where you're shopping, but it's really, I'm impressed with what you have to offer.
Yeah, I try to be creative with it. I try to actually get them regular, then I get them done with this designer who I teamed up with, and I just tell them the ideas, and they go from there, and they make it happen. And it's just something different every time to keep things coming and moving. That's how I feel like,
mm-hmm.
You know. I never think that they will ever go out of style. And then people don't remember that, you know, it's also like a movement, and people are really getting them, like this movie coming out, Black Panther. When it comes out, you're going to see, because I looked in that movie, and I was like, dang, they wearing dashikis in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I think it's a great thing, and I think, you know, we got to understand where we're at this time and day and age too. So,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully everybody
can think
about
that. It's a statement piece, and like my pastor wears nothing but dashiki, and when Shady sends me that link, I'm gonna definitely send it to him.
But since we're talking about the dashiki, well, before we go to dashiki, I know who Terrence is, but you guys aren't. So I want Terrence to tell us a little bit about himself and how he became the king of hair, per se.
Ooh, that's a long story. I don't want to hear all of that. But
yeah, give us a short version. We got time for you, baby. I told you.
I've been doing hair for quite some time, and I'm sure my story will end up being, you know, just like everybody else's once they get to a certain point in their career. But I just feel like, you know, you got a grind hard from the beginning. I started out in Atlanta and just had big dreams and said, I'm moving to New York until I can make it happen. Like, I literally went to New York with $5,000 and just tried to save my money. But I ran into Trina, you know, here in Atlanta, but New York was the way to go. Like, something told me that that's where all the magazines, the record labels was, and I just was grinding. Luckily, and I ran into you while working in New York because, I mean, in Jersey City, literally, you, KJ, you know, were getting your braids done at the time because you had cornrows back then at the shop that I was going to, and you was getting your hair cut by the barber there. But, you know, I started back then, and I'm just a grinder. Like, I never give up on anything that I do. I started with Trina, went into Remy, went into Little Mo, ran into the Jennifer Hudson's and the Patti LaBelle's, and then next thing you know, it was the Nicki Minaj, and it just took everything to a whole nother level with all these creative hairstyles that I used to do on Nicki Minaj. And then from Nicki, you know, certain things went left, this and this and that. But, you know, I found my passion in hair again because I compete, and I always compete in hair battles. And that actually took me to a whole nother level of wanting to just get back into this industry and be able to tell people my story. You know, I'm only giving you the short version, but I'm telling people my story so that they'll know that, you know, nothing in the way can stop you. And I'm still going strong now to this day. Like, it's bigger and better deals are coming my way, but I'm going to still hustle this out. Like, I never give up on what I do. And, you know, becoming king of hair, you have to put in some work. And Bronner Brothers, literally 2 years in a row, I won the hair battle, and I'm going back again next year for the third time. So they're going to let me come back, hopefully, but they said they are, so we'll see. But, you know, I want to go in, but I think that's going to be my last time. I just last time competing. And then, you know, I just want to be able to teach the knowledge to other people and motivate and inspire others from here on out. Like, I can't keep doing it forever because, you know, there's young ones coming up nowadays, and I ain't got time to do all that shit they be doing. I'm sorry.
So, you touched on Nicki Minaj in the hair. What was your thought in mind when you were coming up with these different crazy hair? Well, they're not crazy, but some of them was crazy. What was your thought pattern in going to building the wig for Nicki?
You know, it was hard. It just depends on what we were doing. I remember my favorite wig with her was the leopard print with the big high top. You know, I was just like, you know, sitting there being creative, try to make a leopard print on this, paint that. Then, you know, it's just like you always have to come up with something different just depending on the photo shoot. There was a shoot we did with W Magazine. They wanted the Marie Antoinette look. That was perfect. So I just went in and started doing some research on Marie Antoinette. You know, just sometimes I like to play with colors. So if I see a color in a store, I might just take some and be in my hotel room playing with colors and just add it to the collection that she has to choose from when it's time for me to present her the wigs for whatever she's doing for that event or photo shoot or whatever she's doing. Like, I just kept the creativity flowing, you know, and it was, you know, I feel like I want to get back into this mode. I have a great artist I'll be working with soon, and I, you know, hope she go in on that. But she had, there's going to be some great things popping.
So you said you're going on tour. You have a couple of tours. Can you tell us the artists you're working with now?
November the 22nd should be the Great Escape Tour. I'll be working with Tamar on that tour. We're supposed to be on that tour together. And then after that tour, which ends in January, I'll start my tour January the 27th, which is the Glam United Tour. It's pretty much the bad boys and girls of glam where we all come together in different cities and we do cut parties. So we're going to 10 different states on a tour bus, and we'll be doing cut parties where we all come together and we work together as a team to put together and create a cut party, and we just all get a chance to get on the stage and present our work within 10 minutes. Just to, you know, be able to learn how to network with each other and build with each other as a team, because we can't seem to do that for some reason. I try my best to make it happen, so the best I could do is the best I could do.
My next question, because I know you personally, real personally, so I know that you started the Legion of Glam. Could you tell the audience a little bit about that and why you started it?
The Legion of Glam, it started when we was at a cabin retreat like 3 years ago. And we was trying to figure out what can we name our organization. And it was actually me and Jonathan. And it's crazy because we going on our cabin retreat tomorrow, and Jonathan is here now. We're actually getting ready for the retreat, packing all the food and stuff. But we started the name Legion of Glam. We was thinking like Legion of Doom and Legion of Glam. We just putting two and two together. And we all started that at a cabin retreat. And the cabin retreat is like a boot camp where they all learn how to eat, sleep, drink, pray together as a team. That's the only way we're going to be able to learn how to go on tour together, because you can't just jump on tour with somebody you don't know and then you're getting on the road, and then there's all these different problems and altercations start happening because you don't know the person. So I decided to do my retreat for anytime we do events, hair shows, hair battles, whatever, together. You already know the people that you're working with, so you don't need to have no problems. You just should be able to make everything work out smoothly as possible.
You're in a very competitive field. Why do you give back so many jewels where a lot of artists, I call your artists because that is you create, won't give back to the younger generation what you give back? I know how you go to different places and talk. So why do you share your jewels?
Why do I share my dreams?
Your jewels. That's like, you give away tools that a lot of artists won't, like, some secrets give away. And I'm like, I know, but I don't know.
Because I feel like it's God's gift, and I'm a firm believer in sharing the gift that God gave me, because if you don't share it, you won't get any other blessings from him, because I feel like no one should never be stingy with the gift that they receive. And and it's crazy because I plan on doing some more videos coming up soon, and I feel like a lot of people are going to be mad at me because I'm going to post how I do my lace wigs, and I'm going to do video clips, and I'm going to start posting it and promoting my hair and everything, but I'm going to show people how to apply it so quick and easy to all the other stuff that they be doing doesn't make sense. So people might be mad at me, but I'm going to post it and start doing video clips for free, and people are going to, you know, get it. And it's easy. Like, I'm a type of person, I learn from watching. I don't do all the other stuff. I just watch something and I learn it, and I might do it my way. So I just feel like anyone can really learn this anywhere else. They're going to end up getting it from somewhere, YouTube or somewhere else. So I might as well teach and pass the word on what I know, and hopefully it educates and motivates others to want to do whatever they're trying to do.
Go ahead, Jahira. I know you got a question.
Hi, Terrence. I'm Jahira. And
hi.
God, the first time I heard, well, I saw your name, I should say, was in an issue of Sophisticated Black Hair. So, like, this is kind of amazing for me. I am curious, and taking it back to your very beginning, like, who were your hair inspirations when you were starting out? Like, stylists you looked up to or artists you were dying to work with?
Well, when I first started working out, it was, I actually looked up to Trey Major and Oscar James. I loved me some Trey Major. Trey Major used to do Mary J. with the flip and all the creative stuff when she was doing the No More Drama back in the day. That's when Trey Major was doing her hair. And then Trey started doing like everybody's hair. And I'm like, I gotta be that dude. And it's so crazy because I studied him like, That's just somebody who I really looked up to, and Oscar James as well. I ended up working with Oscar James on a book cover with Iman, the model, and I ended up working with Trey Major. Just one day he called me to bring him some thread. Shoot, I drove far just to bring him that thread on set at the Mary J. Blige No More Drama video set. But it just showed me that, you know, I like to be around. It was inspiring me and motivating me to get in it and do it. And I was just so ready to rock and roll and do it. But those two, and Deion Alexander, who was doing Little Kim at the time as well, those three really motivated me into the hair game. Like, I literally loved their work, and I really was watching them. And then the one who was doing Total, I forget her name. I think it was China. She was amazing, too. Jeff was my idol back in the day when I started out. Like, I was into the Total, the Mary J. Blige, the Little Kim. Like, that's just what I was into.
Okay. Is there a celebrity that you have not touched yet that you're looking to, or like you'd love to work with?
Say that again.
Is there a celebrity that you haven't worked with yet that you'd be interested in?
Not really. That's the crazy part. Like, I don't care no more. Like, I'm drained out from that game, and I just feel like, you know, there's more to life than just a celebrity. So I work with the ones that I've already built friendship with and a relationship with working wise, and, you know, and I don't mind it, and I think it's fun, but I'm not going to sit here and try to do the next person and the next person. I actually just opened up signing a lease next week for a location here in Atlanta to open up my own wigs and weaves and hair restoration center. So I'll be into that, and I think, you know, the same money I can make at home, you know, than being on the road traveling, because I've seen the world. So I just feel like, you know, let me settle down. Like, I want a house. I want to sit down and just enjoy, you know, watching TV. Like, I just can't, you know. People always be like, why do I always stay in the house when I'm home? Because I don't like going out, you know. When I go out, I mean, it's when I'm on the road as is. So, you know, I want to get to enjoy life. It's coming. I ain't stopped now. Okay. Hold on now. I'm going to wait till I'm about 50, but I ain't stopped.
So, like, you said you started, why did you start the dashiki company?
The way the dashiki went was I saw Rihanna one day. She had on a red dashiki with numbers on it. And I was like, that shit is so dope. And it was, like, long on her. And I was like, I want my shit long. But hers wasn't long. It went to her thighs. But I wanted mine to my calves. So I had went and got my dashikis, got the guy to sew them together, cut this. And then I said, but I want a hood on mine. When I put the hood on my dashiki, that just started all of everything. And people are going to act like they don't know where it came from. But I know I've been doing that for a minute. Everywhere I go, people's like, where'd you get that from? So I just decided to start selling them. And then I came up with different designs with the guy who I was actually partners with at that time. We were going through, you know, different designs of what we wanted to do. And I just kept the whole situation and never gave up on it because, like I said, I'm a firm believer in different streams of income, and that's one that I feel still works to this day. And it just gets better and better as I keep coming up and creating different ideas with the designers that I decide to work with.
Susan, you there or you beating somebody's kid?
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of questions. You told me to wait until you get his interview. I have specific industry questions, so y'all just go ahead and do what y'all do.
Go ahead, back yourself out. I'm trying to think of stuff to ask people, because I know every day. So
okay.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Me.
I mean, he's a good guy.
I scrolled through almost his entire Instagram today. But before then, you know, you always, Shady, you always putting out something about him. So I had been checking him out before, but I was just checking him out again. But you mentioned something that I think is very needed, that the restoration part of hair. Sometimes, you know, we spend a lot of time doing things at home to our hair and wonder why things go left. So, I mean, I think that's an important piece that you're going to help women, you know, get their mane back together. So, I mean, what made you want to focus on that?
Karen.
I mean, is that going to be part of it? Is it real restoration, like people that really damage their hair and they want to, you know, get it back together, or is it something else?
Well, I mean, it's just better, you know, a different name instead of calling it, like, you know, wig and weave shop or this.
And okay.
I just feel like it's the same thing. Like, we're restoring their hair where, you know, I have clients that have alopecia real bad, and, you know, they get, you know, the quick weaves or the wigs that they put on to cover it up. So we're just restoring their hair. Literally, we are. We're restoring hair on their head.
Mhm. Yeah, I've been through alopecia myself and my sister. Like, I lost every hair on my entire body from head to toe, and it was a scary time. I didn't know what was going on. People thought I was having chemo or whatever. Then it came back in this baby fuzz, white fuzz hair, and then I don't know. I never had. I mean, I went through that for about 15 years ago, and haven't had a problem since. My sister has an ongoing issue, so she definitely, but she's in Roanoke, but I would tell her about you if she was in your area. But, I mean, I think hair is so important to people, and not just women, everybody. It really gives us a sense of confidence.
I think so, too.
What'd you say, Shady?
No, go ahead. I'm talking out loud. I'm talking about myself.
Oh, okay. No, I'm the image, and it's interesting also that you said that you're not just going to focus on celebrities, because, for, you know, by and large, your everyday customer is one who's going to get you that house and get you, you know, be able to further your dream. So, I mean, it to me, like I said, I'm looking at the Instagram. You're just really being smart about your business. I mean, this is really amazing to watch your growth. And you've been in the game so long, it's easy to be stunned and feel like, oh, you know what, I've had enough. And you said you've been through that, you know, with some ups and downs. But I'm glad you're back, because your concept of reaching out helping people, teaching people. I mean, it's just something, and to me, you could be selfish, but you're not.
I'm never going to be that way. I don't think that it's in my blood. I just don't think so. I don't think I'll be selfish towards anyone when it comes to this game. And anyone to tell you that I'm just humble about what I do and that, you know, I just want everybody to get it. I feel like this is a billion-dollar industry. Why be stingy with anything that we do or why not share it with anyone else? Because it's money for everybody. And, you know, I just want to be happy more than anything.
Right.
Yes,
but, I mean,
your
concept
of
life. Yeah, I mean, these are things that God promises us if we are faithful, you know, to have what we need and friends and all walks of life and things like that. And it seems like, I mean, that's the path you're on to really, like you said, give back and not just, I mean, you're actually doing it. People say they want to give back, but you don't ever see the fruits of whatever they're saying they're going to give back or something that don't nobody want. But I think it's amazing. So tell me about this retreat that you're having. I know you touched on it a little bit, but you said it's your third one?
No, this is probably like my 10th one. It grows so much.
I think the very first
one was like 3 years ago. It's probably more than my 10th. But we started 3 years ago, and I do like three a year. So I did the first one, I think it might have been 12 people. The last one I just did back in May, it was 48 people, and I got one tomorrow.
Whoa.
I think it's going to be like 40 people. So it grows, and it grows from a small cabin to now we're at a 14-bedroom cabin. It's a mansion. So
oh my God.
That's where we're at with those. Yeah, and it's so much fun because like I said, we all get that. No one knows no one. Like, none of those people come, and they come from, but none of them are from Atlanta, so we all meet downtown Atlanta.
Are they all hair people?
It's hair, either makeup, or they might be barbers, and it might just be people who are just interested in getting their brand and building their life better and trying to figure out a noise. Because this retreat is about residual income. So I'll be more so telling my story. I'll play my DVD for them, but I have a story that, you know, they would like to hear people's story, but I have a guy who's going to be talking about residual income. Reginald Sanders will be talking about selling his. There's a new pill out called the HSN pill. It's for hair, skin, and nails, which is almost the exact same thing. It's really better, more ingredient wise than the Hair Infinity pill. It's the same thing but better. That's what it is. And we're gonna try to figure out how we could get this to different styles. Actually can get this product and they can make money off of selling it themselves besides just selling a product that someone else owns. So you can pretty much be in that bracket of getting residual income. But that's what I wanted to teach them at the cabin, was about getting residual income, and then I want to teach them about their credit as well. And then we have a competition that we do at the cabin every Sunday night. The last night we're there, we break everybody up into three different teams, and they all have to collab together on whatever presentation I give them. And this one is going to be crazy because it's about competing and doing a hair battle. So this one I'm going to put together. One team will have to be they have to do Michael Jackson Thriller and The Scream together, and then the other team is going to have to do Adam's Family and The Monsters mixed together, and the other team will have to do the movie Hocus Pocus because it's got to deal with the Halloween, you know, kind of era or whatever. It's going to be crazy because I want them to take their brains and really work with it, see how creative they are, because, you know, they have to use whatever we give them. They can't bring any tools or anything, so it's going to be very interesting.
What? This is going to be bananas. Yeah, do they know already whose team's going to be who?
We make them pick there. We define them up when we're there. We make the captain stand up there, and the captains have to keep picking different people to go on their team.
It's a draft. Okay, I got you.
Yep. It's fun. Then we have the fireplace. We sit outside the fireplace, and we talk about all our issues and problems. Then we have this one thing called the testimony section. When you stand up, you introduce who you are, where you're from, and you tell literally your whole life story. And when I say like that, gets everybody in the room, because then you'll realize you're not the only one going through what you're going through, and then other people can really, really relate to you. Like, it's so many tears that be flowing when we do testimonial section. Like, it's so much fun, though. Yeah, it's good because you really get to know these people and you learn the inside and out of them.
Yeah, because that concept seems like a team building exercise. When you say what, Sadie?
Why haven't you tried to market this to other people?
Katie thinks everything, and he thinks everything is to be sold.
Yep.
Right. Well, shut up. Get back on me. Let's get back on him.
You're my talking
celebrity working with.
So switch the whole subject.
We still on a retreat, Katie. I'm still on a retreat though.
Oh, okay,
I really want to get into. Because no, I'm just not. I'm just impressed with his concept. I told you, it's like one thing building on another. So I'm just trying to explore this part right here, because that concept seems like a team builder exercise. And I was wondering, when people go away from your retreat, do you know if they're keeping in touch with each other?
They do. That's the crazy part. Like, we all, there's a lot of them that met from the retreat, and some of them are, like, best friends. It's crazy because it's two of them that was best friends for, like, 2 years. They recently just fell out for the crazy shit. But it's like, I've seen this girl and this guy, they're like brother and sister now. Like, they're always on the phone. Like, they all know each other from different states. So when they go to that state for something, or if somebody's having something, a lot of people come in. It's so funny because this Monday I was in Kentucky. I thought I was hosting an event that one of the people in my organization, her name is Lisa the Educator, she was having something in Louisville, Kentucky, an award ceremony. So I'm thinking I'm hosting her award ceremony. Come to find out that I was getting the, proclamation, whatever it is. It's the Terrence Davidson Day. The mayor had awarded me Terrence Davidson Day, October the 16th in Louisville, Kentucky. And I have my own day in Kentucky now. And that's what they was having me come there. I really wasn't supposed to have been hosting. It was just a trick to get me there, but they didn't want to tell me.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I was so, like, that really made my day. Yeah. That was something for me, because I'm like, I wish they could do that for me in Atlanta where I'm from. But, I mean, I got it regardless.
Hey, but the Bible says the prophet is never appreciated where he's from, so in his home. Ooh. So you get it where you can get it. Where you can get it. But speaking of it, Atlanta, I mean, it's so many heads in Atlanta. I don't know why Silas would be fighting and mad at each other, because it seems like it's a lot of money to go around. But is it hard to establish yourself as that person, whether male or female, to go to, as far as, you know, your stylist? How do you suggest somebody find the right stylist in whatever area they're in?
It's not hard. You know why? Because social media made everything so easy now that someone can literally post something on their page and say, tag one of your favorite hairstylists in Atlanta, and everybody will start tagging people, because I get those tags plenty of times. And, you know, that's how people find people now. They don't even have to really go look for nobody or walk by. They literally just go online and post it, and then you go to that person's page and you see all of the work, you know?
Yeah, if they're smart. I have a friend here, Fred Asbell, who does hair, and it just seems like the stylists who really, really got it, they're so, I mean, he's creative in everything. He interior decorating. He puts his hand in that and just blesses people, because the concept, even just for your bathroom, one time he put aluminum foil all on his, punched up aluminum foil on his bathroom wall, and I would have never thought that, but it was so spectacular. I don't know. Are you creative like that in different areas?
I am. I'm just creative, period. Like, my mind works like that.
So when you get this house, you're going to really go crazy.
When I get my house?
Half of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I already got a roommate. Yeah, because as soon as I move to the house, KJ going to send everything that's needed down here to put on his side of the house.
And I hope you know he's serious, because he talks about it all the time.
Oh,
I know.
He already knows I'm serious. I'm retired.
This man
got
his retirement plan. And you are part of his retirement plan. He is coming to Atlanta.
Well, I'm going down to run the store.
Yeah, you told me. Trust me, I know you got a whole plan.
Yeah.
You told me Terrence is opening the store, and I'm going down to. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's what friends should do. They support each other's dreams.
Oh, I'm for it.
If you can't support my dream, I mean, I don't know what kind of friend.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a great guy.
I know. That's what I was about to say. It's like you have a ministry. And it's not, hair may have started you, but it's like you just going with the flow, wherever God just flows you here and there. I mean, I just think it's awesome.
Well, thanks.
I
was around when he went through a little time when he was feeling the kind of way, and that was after one of the artists he worked with. And I just seen and watched him say, you know, crawl from wherever where he was at or where he thought he was at and just made so many things happen. Terrence will sell you the comb that he's combing your hair with. Don't let him think I'm the only one that everything should be sold. He marketed himself. He got a comb. He got grease. That hair shit y'all put in your hair. He has a flat iron. He always has something going. And it makes me get on my grizzly too, because he's always sitting there saying, well, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. You know, a lot of people don't even know during the Barnum brother, he has a what's the thing in your back?
He was in
pain during the Barnum brother's
sciatica
competition. He couldn't even walk barely. He could barely move. He doesn't even sleep in his bed. You know, I've seen him. He sleeps on the floor because he has this big ass bed that he doesn't sleep in because of his back. He's in constant pain. I mean, it started slacking up now, but it's a lot that a lot of people don't see. They just see him working with Tamar. They don't see the behind the scenes and the hard work that he puts in. You know, and that's why I applaud him. I'm always respecting because he always doing what he got to do. He don't ask nobody for nothing.
I have sciatica too, and my chiropractor has made a grip off of me. But that ice treatment he gives me is the only thing that works.
No, I get on the floor. I figured it out. The doctors can't figure it out.
Oh yeah, what
do
you do on the floor?
I just lay with my back flat on the floor more than anything, or keep my feet elevated up on this trunk that I got. And then it's just best to sleep on the floor, but it is, my mattress is too soft. I got a pillow top mattress, and I just don't feel like, I feel like if I move that mattress out of here and move a new one in here, I'm going to have to be moving into a new spot. So I'm just going to wait till my lease is up, because I don't feel like doing all of that. Like, I was like, I'll just get rid of the bed when I move, but I'll just keep it for decoration for now.
Because my memories, I got this memory foam mattress, and honey, it don't remember nothing, that thing, I can lay on it for like 30 minutes, and I got to get up. I spent a lot of money for nothing. I thought it was going to be the answer. My sciatica said, if you don't get up off this bed. So tell me about, how did you get connected with Tamar?
Well, that's crazy. My story with Tamar is that before I moved to New York, to Jersey, back when the World Trade Center happened, that August, right before the World Trade Center, that August and that June and July, I was doing Tamar's hair in Atlanta. I actually met Tamar here, and I had my own salon here, and her mother used to come and get their hair done by me. But at that time, Tamar wasn't big like she is now. She was just one of the sisters for Tony, and she was trying to put out her own music. Actually, she was on DreamWorks, I think, back then, and she was just putting out a CD. And I always used to tell her I love that song, Money Can't Buy Me Love. But she used to always say, God, she never talked about that much, but me and her were just good friends then, and she would come and get her hair done. But it just so happened when I moved to Jersey, she did too, and she lived like maybe 5-10 minutes away from where I lived at, and I used to just do her hair for a little while then, and then I started getting on the road, and we lost contact. But when I won the hair battle last year, Tamar was hosting it for Bronner Brothers at the World Congress Center, and when she was hosting it, we actually reconnected, and she called me back to do her video, and we did her, and I did her for the BET Awards. So we've just been close ever since. So, you know, and I check on her, she check on me, and, you know, I'll see her in the tour next go round, supposed to be November the 22nd, still up. So I'm trying to get ready for this tour with her, see what's going to happen with that.
That's awesome.
He has the glue that won't, his hair won't fall off. He loves to swing it.
Shady,
I was like, you need to market that glue.
You talking my hair, bro.
Right.
I know, but I do it with her. It's all right. We can talk about
it. Shady probably on every product in my room. What you said?
You got to really love you for him to be talking about the hair glue.
That's because Shady know every product in that room.
Yep. I'm going to there and take over when I come down to Atlanta.
Just don't do anybody.
All we do is eat. All we do
That's
is
a shame.
Eat.
I was just
well,
telling Jonathan that.
I
was just telling him.
You're telling Jonathan what?
That all we do is eat.
Who is the Jonathan person?
My best friend, like my brother.
Oh, yeah? Okay. This is Jonathan. And you say he's already at the retreat getting things set up?
Huh?
You said Jonathan's already at the retreat getting things set up?
No, he's here, actually. We must have left. Oh, they probably think we're going to be there tonight, but it's tomorrow. I didn't even tell the lady. Darn.
Oh, my God.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Well, I know
so
you got shit to do. Anything you want to
well, let me,
go ahead.
Let me,
go ahead,
I'm not done. Like I said, I'm thoroughly impressed with this man. I really am. And what advice would you give to the stylist who, you know, just starting out, you know, had a couple of years in the salon, and you know, maybe thinking about branching out, stepping out of their off that booth rent into their own spot. What would be your advice to that person?
Well, to make sure that they, you know, when I always tell people, that, you know, don't depend on the location that you're moving to do all the footwork for you. When you want something, go get it. Don't just go working at someone's salon and renting a booth out and expect for the clients to walk in there and you just expect to live off of walk-ins. Like, no, go get what you want. If you want it, go get it. You work for it. You got to work hard for this. Nothing is given to you, and that's the fact of anyone going in the salon. That's what you're thinking, that, you know, they're supposed to be given to you. No, you have to go and earn it. Like, get these people in here. Go out there, pass out your flyers on social media, show people your work, and you just go hard at it and let it come to you. It'll come that way. Don't, you know, think that it's supposed to be handed to you. But you gotta work for it. And I think some people think they're just supposed to jump in the salon and the work is just going to be coming to them. It doesn't work that way.
Mm. So just for after Miss Braxton's tour is a different type of tour. It's not a celebrity tour. It's a tour for stylists. The one
Which
in late
one?
January.
The
no, the
no,
one
that
in late.
The,
yeah, I think
the
January 27th. Okay.
Yeah, that's for the stylist.
And what cities, do you know what cities you're going to, or is it what's going on with that?
It's going to Philly, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Wait a minute, hold up, what's up? Virginia where?
I think it's Chesapeake in that area, because the girl who's hosting it in Virginia is in Chesapeake area.
Oh, that's my area, the 757. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to be on the lookout for you. Okay, so Philly, that's my hometown.
Uh-huh.
Virginia. Where else?
Let's see, Philly,
what?
Virginia.
Yes, I do.
Philly, Virginia. I was texting that at that moment. I was texting the lady from the cabin.
I know you
were
texting, damn it. I know
I had
what
to
you doing
her,
over there.
Because I was trying to get some stuff. Shut up. But it's Philly, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tallahassee, Orlando, Memphis, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, and then back to Atlanta and Alabama.
Awesome. So who is the lady in Chesapeake that you're coming to see and network with?
Angela Stuckey.
Okay, I have to look her up.
She was somebody who I actually competed against a couple of times, maybe three or four times in the hair battle. So, you know, we stayed in contact and we just make some magic happen.
Yeah.
Can't beat them, join them.
Mm. They got
okay,
money out in Chesapeake.
A word.
They got money out there. Okay. A lot of the people who used to live in Virginia Beach.
I see your tour is more southern. Why? Why is he not coming to New York and Jersey?
I don't think that, in all honesty, in Jersey and New York, it's always the hardest place to get tickets sold because the folks up there act like they know it all already.
Yeah.
My bad.
Okay.
But it's like that in Atlanta, too. Let me just be clear. It ain't just New York, but I'm just telling you that I would never waste my money to spend so much money on a venue, so much money for this and that, to only have but so many people who come in and you know, participate. Like, one of the guys actually is coming from Jersey. His name is Raheem. He's participating in Philly because he wants to do it. Like, that's how you know when someone's hungry and still wants to do it, and it's
yeah.
their passion. But if you try to do it up there, all the people just want to come and be nosy at, like, see who's not going to be up there or who's going to, you know, it's just crazy to me. I lost that whole feeling up in Jersey when I was doing my hair battles up there all the time. And I just feel like you have to, like, it's like pulling teeth to get people to participate.
Well, I think I know Chesapeake is going to be a good one because the hairstylists around here they get together and they do charity events, like, you know, taking care of like some of the people in shelters. They'll have a day where they'll just get their hair together and get them ready for like job interviews or whatever. Or if they go on, you know, because you're in a shelter, you may still have a teenage daughter there that's going to the prom, and they'll get her ready for the prom at no expense. You know, it's awesome what the stylists do in this area. So
right.
I think that's going to be a successful event. Philly, I don't know. Philly is tough for out, too.
Yeah, I heard, but we'll see.
Yeah, but they're more receptive, like you said, than New York and Atlanta, for sure. And Philly is all about networking. If you're like, the people in Philly like going out and stuff, so... They'll come just to be seen. And maybe while they're there, they'll learn something. But Terrence, I'm very impressed with you. I'm very impressed with your spirit of giving and receiving, you know, a ministry that can help so many different people. Even with the Dashiki, and Shady, don't forget to send me that link. The Dashiki.
Okay.
People have a chance to express their culture or their desire for culture. I just think it's awesome. And I pray that you continue to grow and to be able to reach people. It seems like you have a heart to reach out to people and teach them and share whatever God has blessed you with.
I do. I'm not going to lie. I do. Thank you so much, though.
Yeah. And the money's going to come. The money's going to come because you're in the will of God, so the money's definitely going to come. Go ahead,
Jay. I tell people that a lot, too. I don't be knowing why they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jahava, because I know he got stuff to do for this retreat, so I want to let him go. But, Jahava, you have anything for Terrence before we leave?
I'm just kind of in awe of all that you do. And honestly, on behalf of all of us, continued success. And thank you so much for this. This was amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to be a part of it. You know, Shady is my brother. Do I get along with Shady? No, but I'll do this for Shady.
he be trying it too, but I got something he want right now, so I'm his best friend
this
right now.
Shady. I was doing an interview
what?
With Shady. Say hey, Jonathan. That's Jonathan.
Jonathan!
Hey, Jonathan.
It's on listen. Hey. I'm on speakerphone now.
Hey,
hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Jonathan, crazy.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
I'm going to say what the hell you're talking
about. Put your ass down.
Oh, turn it off.
Issa, you texted and you didn't know who you were talking to.
No, I'm sitting on my patio doing an interview, and he was saying, I've been out here forever. Then he told me, and I got the air conditioner on because, you know, usually he complains because he'd be saying it's 80 degrees in my house, but I turned the air on, but I guess not. That's good because I don't like air.
I don't even have my air on. It's too cool. Go ahead, Katie.
All right, well, we're going to let you go. I love you. Make sure you get that box tomorrow or have somebody get it. Be safe. Have a good retreat. And I might come down there real soon.
All right. Thank you. I love you, KJ. And thank you guys so much for having me. And I really enjoy it.
Thank you for being
okay,
here.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll call you later.
Terrence Davidson, everybody. Oh. Terrence Davidson.
Woo-hoo.
He's a good,
oh,
he's a good
yeah.
guy.
Oh, man.
I'm really impressed with him, Shady. His spirit. And just, not everybody wants to give. They just take, and wonder why they can't multiply what they're doing. But, I mean, You know what? It's like with Shaq. For those of you that we talk about Shaq, y'all probably say, who the hell is Shaq? But Shakavia
right.
Brown from Sunway, she has that spirit too where she just always wants to give. And I believe, I mean, when you're giving, you got, you know, your hand is open for God to bless you. Before you even pull back, he's already put another blessing in your hand. So don't ever be afraid to you know, pass on your blessings. I mean, don't ever be afraid. Don't be stingy with it. Give.
When I was booking these shows recently, I wanted to show a side, like, you know, because everybody gets a misconception of me, but I wanted to bring, these are my personal friends that we've been talking to, and to let you know what I surround myself with, so that we forget what you see on Facebook or whatever. My peoples are real good people. You already know that. Jahara know that.
Yeah.
But I these are my personal
friends.
You
talk about parents all the time.
Yes, that's my man.
Even when you got that ticket.
That's my little man. Yeah, when I got the ticket. Yeah, he knows about it. But, yeah, that's my little man. And speaking of personal friends, next week we have another one of my friends coming on. Everyone knows her from the Love and Hip Hop franchise. Atlanta is the city that she represents. We're going to have Mimi Faust on here. And maybe we'll take a few questions. We'll be trying to get questions in with you guys, but the interviews be going on. And Jahara will be taking care of Mimi because, you know, that's what she do. But we have Mimi coming on next Thursday, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. I'm actually getting ready to go watch her episode on Leah Remini's Scientology and the Aftermath right now. Because it just aired last night.
Yeah, that's what I
so dying to see that.
Yes.
Awesome interview. And that lady's been through a lot. He's been through a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And
you will hear it. You will hear her. A different part of her than what you see on Love & Hip Hop. Because, you know, I'm not going to say it's scripted, but a lot of stuff they don't watch the editing on these shows, and they see what you they see what we see, but they film for hours, and they just spice it up to what it was. So I don't want everybody to just think she's just yelling and mad and she's just stupid. She's a real, real, well, you'll know all of that next week. She's a real cool lady. I work for her. I'm a security guard for her when she comes into town, and when I'm in Atlanta on vacation, I wind up working too. I can't wait for y'all to meet Mimi. And I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to call up for next month. Regular phone.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, that concludes our show for tonight, everybody. And well, we got to say
good night. Good night. Just once again.
Good
night,
everybody.
See
you
next week. God bless.
All right, go ahead, Jahira.
Take care, y'all. We'll see you next week for Mimi Faust and fuck Trump.
Exactly. Good night, everyone. Susan Mizrahi, Jahira Balenciaga, Mr. Shady Prada. We'll see you next Thursday with Mimi Faust. Good night.